At this time, if everyone would please stand, it is an honor and a privilege to introduce on this first day of the Moon of Yahweh, the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Oh, wow, beautiful. Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey, Yahweh. If you don't mind. Praise Yahweh. Okay. Getting started here. Believe it or not, Yahweh prophesied this. You may be seated. If you don't mind, I got a few words to say. Yahweh is way ahead of us on this, and of course this is this night here right now was prophesied in scripture. I'm only going to bring part of it now, and then hopefully during next Sabbath, this coming Sabbath, everyone we got lined up to speak will be bringing portions of it and then finish it during the feast. If those who have their scriptures, this is very interesting what Yahweh shows us here. You know that Yahweh created mankind, and he said he created him for the purpose of becoming, giving him authority over everything that his fingers has framed, which means the entire universe. Now, of course, that's what's being offered to you now. That's what you've accepted. And Yahweh knows you have accepted it, and he speaks of you often throughout the Holy Scriptures. In Genesis 3:5, in Genesis 2, of course, we see the two trees, we see the God worshipers, and we see the Yahweh worshipers, which was Abel, which he allowed Abel to be killed and righteousness taken from the earth. And of course, it quickly deteriorated and the earth couldn't stand it anymore and it started vomiting, and out goes mankind. Yahweh saved some seed to bring forth from the seed of Abraham. He had to have seed to bring Abraham, and then he brought forth from Abraham seed, and he sent them down to Egypt to the God worshipers. After he trained Abraham, of course, and Abraham taught his children, then he sent them into Egypt to learn the bondage of sin, which they did, and they brought it back out of Egypt. Now, he created mankind on, I don't think this has ever been refuted. Some have tried, but there's just no way that you can get mankind born at a different date or created a different date, 4004 BY. 4004 BY. 4004 BY to the flood was 2,349 years, 2,349 BY. That was 1,655 years that it took for them to bring the second flood, the first and second flood, in fact. In Exodus 12:12, All of this has to do with this calendar, by the way, that started tonight. This is Yahweh 1. Well, Exodus 12:12, Yahweh shows he came against all the gods. All the gods. Egypt had them all. And of course, it was like taking candy from a baby. You know, he told them, they'll be begging you to go here real soon. Just do what I tell you to do. And these gods have no power over me. They have no power over you as long as you fear not and walk in my ways. They have no power over you. Exodus 12:12, all the gods of Egypt, that was in 1491 BY. That was 2,513 years after the creation of mankind. In Exodus 20 and verse 3, he told the children of Israel that he brought out of Egypt, he said, don't have any gods. Don't worship gods. Don't follow gods. In Exodus 32:1, they were begging Aaron to make them gods. Make them gods. And of course, they made themselves gods. And Yahshua said, I've said to you, the scripture says to you, you're all gods. Exodus 34:15, they sacrificed unto their gods. Exodus 34:15. All of these people he brought out of Egypt, except for a very few, turned to. And let me clarify that, because it seems like that everyone did. It seemed like everyone turned to God worship. But then Yahweh purposefully brought certain people to your attention, and just like Job, which lived back in that day, in the Levitical time period. And he said, have you considered my servant Job or Yashub? He put this in front of Satan. He kind of baited her. It takes a long time to tell this story, but he baited her into trying to get him to turn. And Yahweh did this because he wanted heaven to see that you couldn't turn this man's head, just like yours tonight. I hope there's no one here whose head can be turned to God worship ever again. In 1 Samuel 8:8, we see this same group. Now, this was in 1112 BY. That was 2,864 years. 2,864 years after creation. And they turned back to the Coptic Catholic religion, which is God worship. If you read that, Yahweh says that they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them, and they've turned back to the gods of Egypt to worship them. In Yeremiah, the second chapter, I'm just dashing through this to show you that it didn't change. This God worship, once it started, they all went the way of Cain, as Yada 1:11 says. They all went the way of Cain. Cain was a God worshiper. Cain was a Catholic. That's God worship. He was universal. He worshiped the gods with Satan. In Yeremiah 2, in verse 28, the last part, he says, the number of your cities are as your gods. Oh, Yada. Remember Yada in Genesis 49, Yahweh shows you in this time period that he still holds the scepter. He's proven himself as Eob or Yashub proved himself righteous. Yada, the whole tribe that is following the Roman Catholic Church and leading the world, they're all worshiping gods. O Yada, he says, the number of your cities or the number of your gods, O Yada. So he specifies this. And then that was, by the way, written in 629 BY. In Jeremiah 43, he will demolish the sacred pillars of Beth Shemesh, that's house of the sun. Sun, that's where we get the first day of the week. That's the first thing they do with the first day of the week is started you to pronouncing the sun gods, worship of the sun god, Baal. Name the day after him. That is the city of Heliopolis in Egypt, and the houses of the gods of Egypt he will burn with fire. Well, if you remember the sermons that he's talking about burning this with fire, it's them that's going to be burning it with fire, and it's nuclear burning, as all the prophets spoke of. And we go over now, this was written in 578 BY, 588 BY is 43, and that's 3,416 years from the creation of 4,004 BY. Now, if you go over to 1 Corinthians to the apostles' work, the Savior was already crucified, and in fact ascended up to heaven and started training there for your high priest. That's what he's done for 2,000 years. He's the instigator of this calendar that you just put out. In 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9, he says, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? The unrighteous is God worshipers. Yeah, there's 4,198, I believe it is, or 99. 4,199 religions in the world today, and they're all led and trained by the Roman Catholic Church. They don't all call themselves Roman Catholic, but they're God worshipers. All of them are worshiping gods. And my God is bigger than your God, so, and he has better weapons and can kill you. He's stronger than yours through these mighty weapons of war that he's given to us. All of them have dropped into that same path, that same rut, as we used to call it. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Don't be deceived, or don't deceive yourselves, neither fornicators nor God worshipers. Neither fornicators nor God worshipers are going to enter this kingdom of Yahweh. Now, he's made heaven and earth a promise to this. He's showing them what he is going to have ruling with him, ruling as Yahweh rules. That's the reason he held up Eob, Yashub, to the heavens. He wasn't just doing this to trick Satan or to get Satan to test him. He actually wanted to prove this man as he proved Yahshua, to show everyone in heaven that this man will not turn. He will rule as I rule. He'll never turn against this way. It was a great lesson, a beautiful lesson that he taught heaven and earth. I set before you heaven and earth to witness this, he said. And that's what he witnessed. Well, now he's got you. He's got you here, and heaven is, and earth is witnessing. Their eyes, Yahweh said, is all on the house of Yahweh right now. All of them. That's the reason we went through all of this. All of this persecution. That's the reason the bail was set for $10 million. Or as Paul Harvey says, $10 million? Then he waited about a half an hour and he said, dollars? Oh, that was beautiful too. And the world fell for it. Well, he says God worshipers, worshipers of Elohim, adulterers, nor men who commit sexual perversion with boys. They're trying to pass the law now, this very group. You know, Jeremiah said if they hadn't saved a remnant, if Yahweh hadn't drawn out a remnant, we would all be sodomites. That's in Jeremiah 23. It's an easy trap that they pulled you in, into. Let me tell you something about this brain up here right quickly so you'll understand what's going on. If you give in to lust, your brain goes to a different place in your body. Your thinking goes to a different place in your body. And you start thinking in other areas, and your body proves this. It does it from the heart, but it does it lower than the heart. And you can get so engulfed in this thing that your mind does no longer work for righteousness. It only works off of lust that comes from another area of your body. And that is actually shown in Scripture. And I think I brought it out in some X-rated sermon. And men who commit sexual perversion with other men, why would he name these? And in their so-called New Testament, this is the testament that we follow, they say. They're liars, too. Yeshua says, you're all liars. Liars and slow bellies. They don't follow this New Testament. they don't follow any of the Scriptures. They make up their own, and they follow the gods. That's what they follow, the evil like the gods, just like Cain. Perversion with other men. All these gods brought this about, all these things that you're reading right here. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards. They teach this kind of thing. They won't inherit the kingdom. Now that's a promise Yahweh made to the heavens. He's also made it to earth. He won't allow anything else in that kingdom. None of this. It's all going to be burned up. The whole world is worshiping gods through these calendars. They're worshiping God. Well, now this was written in 59 AY after Yahshua. That is 4,063 years on this countdown to where we are right now. From 4,004 to where we are now, the 6,000-year time period is up for sinners. In 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That's as plain as you can get it now. And Yahweh has set you in front of heaven and earth to prove that you won't get yourself unequally yoked together with unbelievers. If they go, let them go. Don't go after them. If they come to you, yes, you could serve them with righteousness. But don't go to them, Yahweh said. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? Well, there is none. It won't be in the kingdom. And what fellowship does light have with darkness? What harmony can there be between Messiah and Belial? worthlessness. That's what that word means. It means Satan. Or what share does a believer have with the infidel? That's those who don't believe the Scriptures or don't follow in loyalty the Holy Scriptures. And what agreement does the house of Yahweh have with God's? Now this is their so-called New Testament. Do they follow it? No. Verse 17, come out from among them and be you separate. That's what we've done. Do not touch the unclean thing. That's what we've done. I will receive you if you'll do what I say. I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and my daughters. And I will hold you up to heaven, Yahweh says, heaven and earth, and show them, prove to them that they can trust in you to lead the way Yahweh leads. This is in 2 Corinthians 6, 14 through 18. This was written 60 AY, 60 years after Yahshua. 7 verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, based on this right here, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, the mind. Think up here. Think in your heart and here. Don't let it get any lower than that. Break it loose. Repent. Go on a fast. Whatever you have to do. Perfecting. I know you're doing this. I'm well pleased with what I'm hearing from the counselors and how you're overcoming, all of you. Perfecting holiness. Perfecting holiness in the reverence of Yahweh. Reverence, love for Yahweh. Now, 4004. 4004. I ran some figures here on this today. I said, hey, that seems to bring a bell, this calendar. I called Benya and told her I needed some numbers on this thing. These are being worked on right now, and I know there's a wealth of information in these numbers. But the sacred calendar, 10/28/17 OYH, called H.J. Tanya and Benya to office, explain concept of sacred calendar. 11/7/17 OYH approves first draft of calendar. 12/24/17 OYH proves second draft of calendar. 12/30/17 OYH approves final draft of calendar. 1/29/18, calendar was sent to press. 2/1/18, print started on calendar. Calendar was made available on Yahweh.com at that time. That's very important right there. 2/1/18, printing started on the calendar, and the calendar was made available at that time on Yahweh.com. 2/14/18, printing completed, and calendar was not yet collated or stapled or checked. That was 2/14/18. 2/24/18, calendar was put on table in sanctuary to be made available for the people. Now, all of those are very important dates. Let me show you this before I show you this number. This, of course, I know you've got them by now. Now I'm going to hold this right here. I want to show you something before I show you that number. Before I show you that calendar. 4004, I was born in 1934. If you add those two together, you get a number 5938. 5938. If you look that up in Strong's Hebrew Dictionary, you'll get this. The word means rejoice. Oh, this is beautiful. It means rejoice. It comes from 5937, which means root, prime root to jump for joy. I saw you jumping. I saw you jumping, and I saw you praising Yahweh. Exalt, rejoice, triumph, joyful. And I didn't tell them what to name this calendar, and I know the press room and all the workers had this, but look at that name on that calendar. Can you see that? Oh, the monitor? The house of Yahweh joyfully celebrates returning to the original free of life, just as tree of life, just as Yahweh always intended. Well, we've had God worship now for all these years. Yahweh prophesied when that was going to change, and he said, in the last days I will establish my house. Yahshua said the same thing. Yahshua said, this time the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Well, he's speaking of our house. That's you and I. It's a wonderful thing to be part of this work. We've just now started to change the stop to God worship, the everyday God worship. It's a wonder they didn't name the minutes after him too, after God's too. But they got the days of the week, the months. Well, this calendar don't have any of that. This calendar starts with Yahweh. And in fact, this sundown started with the sighting of the new moon. This was Yahweh 1. It was. And if you know anything about numbers and counting these moons, it'll eventually get to the donkeys. They're the last that will be first. Yes. Praise Yahweh. If you'll all stand, I'd like to have prayer with you. Our Father in heaven, we rejoice before you. Our Father in heaven, whose name is Yahweh, we come before you, Father, through our high priest, Yahshua Messiah. We thank you, Father, for this night. We thank you for the calendar that you inspired, Father, and brought forth in this time period. We know that you're doing this work, and we know you're giving credit to your house, but we know that you're doing it, you're inspiring it, and Yahshua is guiding this and guiding everyone in the house to the work, Father, that makes it possible for this to go out to the whole world. And it is going out to the whole world right now. Every household in the world has the same chances of getting this message. Everyone does, rich and poor alike. We preach to the poor as well as the rich, and that we know that is a sign of righteousness that comes forth from you. We love you, Father. We love the work that we're doing, that you're doing through us. We love the plan that you have, Father, of setting a new kingdom, a kingdom in this world that will rule as you rule, that does not rule by force, but by teaching righteousness and accepting those who want to be a part of it. We thank you, Father, for everyone here and everyone that will be coming to your great feast, the great feast of Passover and unleavened bread. We thank you for that. We're looking forward to it with joy and gladness. We rejoice before you this night, Father. We jump for joy, and you saw this, and we praise you for it, and praise you for the righteousness that we're looking forward to. We ask you to bless everyone here and help everyone, Father. Guard them, keep them in your way, protect their health, protect us all from sickness and disease, and from Satan and our so-called accidents. Father, protect us all from it. Guide those who are far off and protect them in getting to your house. And we ask you, Father, to ever keep us close to you. Don't let us cut ourselves off from you. Inspire us every minute to do your will. These things we ask in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Let's go one more time. Okay. Praise Yahweh. I'll see you later.